On the way back, it was like... All right, so the case is the Savich Bibisra. Go.
Gufa. Amar of Yosef Bar Minyomi. Amar of Nathan. Reash Nikva Vidofen Susma.
So Sasma.
Susma.
Kshira.
Kshira.
Okay, so what's the case?
There is a lung that's punctured and the wall closes up its cushion.
Okay, which is basically the lung wall attachment. No chiddush there. Again, if there's a hole in the lung, right, and the wall of the animal closes it up, right, he says it's kosher. Okay, simple statement. Okay. Amar Avina,
who the Sabbath of Basra.
Okay, so what does that mean, Rashi?
The Sabbath of Basra, she's Vechas, Vinachazes, Berea, Harea, the Basra, Shebein, Habez, Hatzluos.
Slows, right? Da'ave.
Da'ave, Sesima, Shrira.
Right, the low Mifkura.
Oh,
so Mifraka. Now, what's he saying? A lot. Rashi's piling in a lot of information there. Slowly, what's he saying?
It's firmly attached on the...
Okay, so the first thing, worst thing Rashi's telling you about Ravina is, what's Ravina telling you?
He's saying that if the lung is firmly connected to the wall...
Right, so it's not just the fact that it's attached, but what?
Firmly.
Okay, so he's evaluating the quality of attachment. Attachment's not enough. There has to be a certain quality to the attachment to make this a good attachment. Did we ever see this before?
Well, yeah.
In a lung wall case?
The circa.
No, that's within the lung. That's true. We never saw a lung wall case where we cared about the quality of the attachment,
yeah,
right? So he's saying the sub. Okay, keep going. And what else does Rashi say?
It has to be between two ribs.
That's another issue. Okay, between the two ribs, meaning it has to be a pure what?
It's still not in quality.
What?
It's still not in quality.
That's true, but insofar as when evaluating the quality of the attachment, what do you have to look for? It's a pure what?
To the flesh.
Right, exactly. It's a meat attachment. Savak bibisra, meaning that there's no... That's why it says bibisra. There's no bone, right? So remember, like this beautiful picture, or the picture, or this picture here, right? Right?
I think you should draw a picture.
I did.
You have pictures already made for us.
Right, so you have... This is the wall, and the ribs are kind... If you did a sagittal cut, the ribs are kind of enmeshed, right, in the wall, okay? So when you have, in order for the attachment to be Savach Bibisra, right, there's basically, it sounds like there's two qualifications. Sounds like. One is, it's a strong attachment, right? And another one, I'm not trying to make him completely disagree, another one is that, insofar as it's concerned, it's attached to the wall.
Not the rib.
Right, not to the muscle, not to the rib.
Right.
Implying that if it were attached to the rib. Right, meaning that so therefore you can't have a strong attachment to a rib.
Does that mean it has to only be attached to the flesh? Or...
Right now, what Rashi seemed to be saying this.
He just points to the lung.
This is the lung.
Where is it attached?
Right there.
The wall.
You know exactly what that is.
No, I really don't. I really don't.
That's the hole.
I see.
Wait, that's the hole.
That was
one.
Ah, oh. Where's the rib?
The ribs are their R's. I don't know why they're R. Oh, they're for ribs.
Oh.
I was thinking TZ. Like, rough.
I was thinking. Rough morning?
Yeah.
I hear it.
The species is able to act with the flesh.
No.
And so.
So this is the attachment. But it says the... No, because Isaac, it does say technically the dauphin is sosin. So if you look at the picture here, if you look at this picture, so clearly what it's saying is that the wall kind of grows in. But I'm just trying to be a little more, a little more clear what that means. So it's basically... Because it's an attachment. The point is, what's it attached to? It's a wall attachment, okay? Not a rib attachment. So now, out of curiosity, why would the rib be a problem? Just based on what... Right, it sounds like, right, because Rashi says, by attaching to the basar, right, now the closure is a firm one that will not rip. But if it's aval... Right, that's going to be a sircha that won't last. Okay, so... No, that's his point. Okay, so it's like this. In other words, no, but a sircha is always an attachment. So what he's saying is like this. He's saying, when this is attached to the wall, savich bibisra. That means that this is a strong attachment. Okay? Which means a sircha, right? An attachment that's bolted into the wall. But if it's attached to the rib, okay?
It makes sense that it would be a very attachment.
Right, if it's attached to the rib, it's... Okay, good. I love Dr. Greenberg. I ask you, why would it... Simple logic. Why would it be a weaker attachment?
Because it's a bone.
It's a bone. It would appear... I mean, that's not a crazy thing to say. Bones... If you want... If you want this muscular attachment to work, you want to attach to that which is muscular. You don't want to attach to something that's a bone. What is that? It's not fleshy. It's like a smooth surface, right? Well, it's not really that smooth. Smooth surface, okay? Seems fairly reasonable, right? You would think that, wouldn't you?
I would.
Okay, and yet, it's never that easy, right? Okay, so there's going to be two issues that come up, okay? What are the, it seems you guys prepared. What are the two main issues that come up? Okay, right. So one question, good. One question is going to be, is it a machlokas? Is it Rav Nachman or Ravina? Rav Nachman says what?
He says it has to be sealed.
No, that's Ravina. Rav Nachman says what?
It says as long as the wall is sealed, it doesn't matter. Nikav, Sirpa.
Okay, and what does Ravina say?
As long as it's Sirpa and it's sealed.
It appears that way. So is Ravina arguing on Rav Nachman? Or is he modifying Rav Nachman?
Tosos says.
That's what we have to look at Tosos for. So that's one issue. What's the second issue going to be? I don't know if you got this far. Did you do the Rambam yet? No, it's okay. Question is, the second issue is going to be, when we say attached to the wall, when we say Sadach Ubisra, does that really mean, Tosos kind of touches on that, does that actually mean it's flesh to flesh? Can't there be a situation where it's attached to the bone?
Why would it say Basra instead of just bone?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Is there any Basra?
Don't give me that look. I missed that look. I didn't see it for 2 weeks. That look. What? That he's got this shifty eye look. What?
Is there any like meat on top of the bones?
No.
I want to do some research on cow anatomy.
Please do. I have pictures all over the place. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like actual.
Seems like we are. All right. So let's do Tosfos. Tosfos. New. All right. Tosfos. Amar Ravina, the who the Sabek Abisra. Okay. It's not a hard Tosfos. All right. What does he say? Okay, right. One thing. So therefore, what does sabich mean?
Filled in, attached.
Better. Nechaz. Wait, come on. Someone asked you. No, I'm picking on you. Someone asked you before about nechaz, right? Now we know where nechaz comes from. Nechaz basvach bekarnav. It's lamed twice a year. Once on Rosh Hashanah, once on Parshas Vayera.
Of course.
Unbelievable. Nechaz basavach bekarnav. You went to Tanakh.
It's a Parshas Vayera.
Vayera. Yes. What is it? Vayera. In Sefer Bereishis. We really need twice a year. Once on Rosh Hashanah. Close.
Akeda.
Nechaz basavach bekarnav. What happened? Avram saw the aisle was...
Entangled.
It's there. The horns were entangled in the bushes. Okay. Nechaz. What?
I don't like the
person. Oh, okay, right. Dear God. Okay.
Wait,
anyway.
So what does it mean?
Nechaz is like grabbed onto.
But not attached.
No, so here it says. He's saying, Perish Nechaz and Musubach Hetev Abasar. It's grabbed onto, and Musubach, it's like dug into well the meat into the flesh. Kamo, Semer, Musubach. Ulahachi Naka, Sabich. That's why it says Sabich and not Ezra Koppel. Right, because sarach means what?
Like weak attachment.
Weak attachment. So the word, according to this way of learning, sabach means what?
Strong attachment.
Ah. So at this point, what's Ravina, let's just get through the technicalities. How do you learn Ravina via Rav Nachman? What's Ravina doing? He's saying, Rav Nachman says, if the wall closes up the lung, it's kosher. Ravina comes along and says, it has to be sabach abisra. So the question is, what's Ravina doing? Is he giving his own shita, or is he simply qualifying what Rav Nachman's saying? So at this point, you would deduce that what he's doing, he's saying he's qualifying. He's saying, when you have this type of attachment, it's got to be a strong attachment. It can't be wimpy. Right? You okay there? What's wrong? A little,
of course.
Yeah, a little too much of that?
Yeah, sure.
Jeez. You're usually not this quiet.
Get
nervous. Really?
Yeah.
What?
You're traumatized from my life.
Yeah. Up on the Rockets?
He had to hide in a candy store?
Grows a crate over his
head.
Did you
really? At least you're protecting the most important part of your body.
I think all the precautions.
How excited were you?
It was fun.
You must
have been.
I was sleeping outside at the time.
I'm not surprised. Somehow I knew it would be...
It was my sense.
The thing is, it sounded like the wind. So I was like, oh, it's just like a weird gust of wind. I was like, no, that doesn't make sense.
Don't a few years ago in 14, my wife was on the beach in Palm Ahim and with my I think it was my aunt-in-law or my mother, I don't know which one, with my kids. And they're just looking over the ocean. I was like, poof. And one of these rockets goes off. And they're just watching. And then the Iron Dome comes and poof. That's it. So the whole thing, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, Aaron, the Rockets game, Aaron broke down the door, got everybody into safety. he's a hero.
Right. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah? Right, right.
It's amazing.
I see you've got that kind of personality.
Yeah.
You're the one who stays calm in those situations. Right? Like when the plane is going down, you're not helping the people get off the plane, right?
No.
Right, you're just getting out of there as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
That's it.
You
know,
the only other person who's crying in that situation?
Who?
Yeah, a Muslim.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
So profound.
She was Russian.
Russian?
All right, new. Kabul, let's go. So what does he say? So now, with Shuvas from Sarshal, I'm going. I'm sure you're familiar with the Shuvas of the of our song.
Of course,
right? I mean,
yeah.
Everyone reads those, yeah. Kasav.
Debate Sarif and Savif or being low Savif of the Sarif, Peshira.
Meaning what?
It doesn't matter if it's Savif or Sarif or just
meaning
Sarif.
He doesn't care about the quality of the attachment.
Right.
As long as there is an attachment,
yeah.
It's kosher, right?
Who says this?
This is Rav Sar Shalom Hagon. If that's true, bless Hilchosa Karabina, Elokron Nachman, which means that what's happening then?
That is just a wall.
No. So therefore it's a Machlokas Ravina or Nachman. So here you have him beginning to toast us. Come on. This is simple stuff.
Is there any attachment suffice?
Yes.
Yeah, because Dome can't argue on it.
I don't care about that. So the point is, so again, Tosos is telling you there's two ways you can learn Rav Nachman and Ravina. Either you're going to say that Rav Nachman holds that any, Rav Nachman holds that attached, a lung attached to the wall is good. And Ravina comes along and says, when he says it's good, he means this kind of attachment, meaning a super strong attachment.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And there's nothing to find there. Or it's a machlokas. The other is a machlokas that Rav Nachman holds any quality of attachment is fine, and Ravina holds no, the attachment has to be very strong. Okay? So far, so good.
Yeah.
Easy. Okay? Right there.
Rav Nachman Damar, Reya, Shanika, Vidokin, Samasa,
Shera, Umashmo, we talked to Varav.
Ravina, Lopal, Kerish, Dvarav, Shor, Rav Nachman, Elos, Svar, Dinashi.
Kamar. So it appears that what? That Ravina's coming along to give his own svara?
Yes.
That he's not arguing Rav Nachman, he's giving his own svara. So his svara is that it has to be Sabbath Habisra.
He's not arguing Rav Nachman?
So he is arguing Rav Nachman, I'm sorry. He's giving his own svara. Giving his own svara? Okay. Alright, so I don't care about that question. Okay, so stop. So that's right now is what we need to know for Tosos at this point. So because we'll get to the rib stuff comes up later. So what's the machlokas? Well, when I say what's the machlokas, what I mean is... Only according to one way of learning is there a machlokas. Either you hold, it has to be a strong attachment, and it's really, we're not going to define that until we take out the rib issue.
Yeah.
Or as you know, it's a machlokas. Rav Nachman holds, it doesn't matter how strong the attachment is, it's fine. And Ravina holds, no, it has to be a strong attachment. What's the machlokas? What do you say?
For sure it's a machlokas.
What?
For sure it's a machlokas.
For sure.
Machlokas
okay. What's the machlokas? I asked. Right, so when you come along and you see this lung wall attachment, right? You know for sure what happened.
There was a hole.
And what happened as a result? The Nekev has been healed. There's been some healing of the Nekev. Even Ravina has to agree with that. Right? There's been some healing of the Nekev, right? Okay. So now, if that's true, they both agree there's been some healing that took place here. Everyone has to agree with that. Now, what does Rav Nachman say? Well, I would say this. In other words, I won't put it. I won't say it's a positive kosher. I would just say that it avoids it definitely becoming a trefa. In other words,
as long as
I can no longer say there's a trefa here. All right. In other words, the trefa. As long as I see a lung wall attachment, who cares about the quality? At the end of the day, what I'm going
to
say is not a trefa. Oh, just appreciate
that.
Okay.
They're both.
Sure, I'm going to say that's that.
Both people say that there was once a whole wall.
Both start off with one thing. When you see this, what you're seeing is evidence there was a hole there, and now it's been filled in by the wall.
What's the point of saying there's a strong attachment?
We'll get to that. Hold on. So Nachman is saying
that
happens, I remove any chashash trefa. The idea of trefa no longer exists. Okay. What's Ravina saying?
What?
Now, Ralph, what were you saying?
Even though at that moment there wasn't a hole, at that moment the hole was covered up. When you look at the hard picture, like it will have become a hole eventually, anyways, because the attachment would have broken.
Okay, so therefore, how does he look at it insofar as the status of Trafus is concerned?
Like, just like a hole is you know a sign that it's going to be that's in danger, that it's going to die soon. A weak attachment is a sign.
Okay, one second. Right. So, no, and you were saying before it's good. You were saying before the way you categorized it was very good. So I said you were saying before that it can't be the attachment per se that prevents the shame trefa from emerging. Right? Is that saying the attachment per se? Is that really true? That's from Nachman. Nachman
really,
says
it's really that it's no longer in danger.
It's no longer. So therefore, okay, good. So that's good.
Moshiach
or
Magin?
What?
Moshiach or Magin?
That's good. That's
really,
good.
There's no sign that it's in any danger.
There's no sign it's in any danger. Right. So
Nachman is worried about, is not worried about the attachment. He cares about what you see at the time.
Nachman says, once I have an attachment there, what I can definitely say for sure is that I can say that I've removed the chashash trefa. Attachment means not trefa anymore.
But he'd be focused more on what the state of the animal is when you checked it, no matter what it would be either way.
According to who?
According to Nachman.
Right.
He only cares about them.
Correct. So does Ravina. Ravina also cares about that. When he checks it...
Well, Ravina cares about potential futures also.
Well, of course, but that's what a trefa is always a potential future. That's the idea of a trefa. Fine, but let's get a little clearer. So what's Ravina saying?
If there's a potential future, then Nachman should be just as worried. If we say they both agree, then there is still...
No, Ravnachman doesn't care. Ravnachman says one thing. The presence of attachment per se does what? Just the presence of attachment is what?
Removes
trefa.
But he has to hold it. There's no chashash at that point.
You're right. Ravnachman says no chashash. Yeah, exactly right. Exactly. You're right. It could tear, but right now, all I could say is one thing. I've removed the chashash trefa. But what does Ravina say?
Ravina's worried about potential futures.
No, more than that. Okay, fine. You're right.
He defines a weak attachment as something different than a strong attachment, and that it is a sign that there will be a hole soon, which is a sign that it's a trefa.
Right, therefore, all an attachment can do is what, according to Ravina? When he first sees the attachment, what can that do?
Remove the neck.
Okay, good. Right. In other words, all attachment can tell. That's very good. All attachment can tell us initially is what? Not quite. It removes. All attachment can tell us is that I can't find the negative anymore. But it doesn't do what? It doesn't remove from being trafe. What removes from being trafe is the quality of attachment itself. Right. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm just trying to put it in more halakhic terms. So my focus is that when I come. Why? No. When I come across the long wall attachment, hold on. When I come across the long wall attachment, what do I say? Do I say the attachment itself removes the chashash trefa, or do I say no? All the attachment can do is tell me one thing. It can just tell me one thing. An attachment. It can tell me that the neck has been covered up. That's it. Yeah. That doesn't mean I've removed chashash trefa. Correct.
One is
via the attachment. Right. Exactly. That's why the quality of the attachment is going to play a role, because the quality of the attachment is telling me that. I haven't removed the chashash trefa yet. All I've done is one thing. I've demonstrated that this hole's been covered up. That's it. That doesn't mean now I've removed the chashash trefa. Then you can start playing around. The quality attachment. This kind of attachment does. This kind of attachment doesn't.
Right.
Simple.
Amazing.
Just very simple.
Simply amazing.
Uh-oh, I missed it.
Okay. You didn't miss anything. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right. That's the easy part. Now let's get to the fun part. Now, tell you where you guys see your Rambams? Where are your Rambams? Get your Rambams out. It's on the sheet.
It's
not on the sheet. Let's get your Rambam. Where's my Rambam?
I can't
affirm it's Ravina with Rambam, sir. What? Hilchos Shita, Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel, then Dalet. Echad.
Did
you love that word, by the way?
That's
I think this sounds like symphony. You know what that is, by the way?
It's like bronchioles.
Bronchioles.
Right.
Okay. Dr. Greenberg. Okay, let's talk about the human body for a second before we get to the Rambam. So you have a trachea, right? And then what happens after the trachea?
Bronchi.
Right, so it separates into what?
Bronchioli?
Two, no.
Or bronchi.
Bronchioles, right. Well, two bronchi, actually, you're right. Left and right. And then what keeps happening?
It keeps spreading.
Small and small bronchioles. Until finally, what does it turn into?
Alveoli.
That's the one part of Chazal don't really talk that much about, the alveoli. But whatever. Anyway, so the bronchioles get smaller and smaller. Okay? So, the Rambam says, Echad, we're going to take up this case later.
So
let's say you have a hole in one of the bronchioles.
Right.
Anyone know what that means, by the way? The Chavero?
The
You want to? You need a picture for it.
Yeah. 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 Another one.
Yeah. Okay. But where's the? This case actually is the next subject we're taking up. But where would the friend of the Simpon be located?
There's two possibilities: above and below, or to the side.
Would it be opposite?
Okay. So what do you mean by the side? To the side. Where's the friend of the Simpon?
The opposite.
What's the Simpon?
Bronchial. Where?
It splits. So
it's well, good. At the bifurcation. So
it's a friend.
Okay, watch. Trachea, okay? And then you have this bifurcation, okay? So let's say right here, okay? The cephalus bone is a beautiful picture. Let's say right here there's a hole, okay?
Yeah.
So it's a hole next to its chaver, meaning its friendly Simpon, its other bronchioles over here.
Attachment forms?
Not attached to each other. And it's right where they bifurcate, like this.
Yeah.
Here, like this. Yeah. In other words, the case is like this. Right? Look, the kiva, see?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say there's a hole right there.
Mm-hmm.
So le chavero means it's a hole next to its friend. Okay? Right. Why is that a problem? We'll get to that later. Okay? Afil chaver trefa. Vereya shenikva. Okay.
So there's no problem if there's a punctured lung and then
a membrane forms over it. Okay? Fine.
Yeah.
Nikva ha'om shoreya.
Which one? The larger.
Okay. Afapi.
Afapi shadofen so santa trefa.
Good. Then nikva bin makam chitucha uno shala, which is where? That's makam revisa. Behua makam shrovetza salav kshera. Okay, so that's our case. So again, in the lung wall attachment, right? In the lung wall attachment, that'd be kasher. When? Bamed var amurim. Habasar. Okay, so stop. When the lung attaches to the wall into the meaty part,
it's good.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Aval.
Oh,
but if that's interesting. But if it. Right. If it attaches to the bone, what do we say?
There's no protection.
No protection.
Okay.
Ooh. What does that mean?
And if there's a puncture in the smaller lobe and it's stuck to the bone.
And the meat. We didn't talk about that case yet.
How is that possible?
So I'll show you how. So you have a case like this. You have here. Very easy. Okay, here's your rib. Okay, and what happens is, as it's growing in, you have like this
bifurcation
kind of attachment. There you go.
I really
stole this.
What do you mean? It's attached to both the rib and the wall.
No, not that particular thing. The entire picture is very like. How is this confusing?
This is the wall of the animal. You're looking at a sagittal cut, aorial sagittal cut. Okay, now imagine you cut the ribs also. Remember, the ribs are coming out like this. Okay, like this.
I understand that.
Okay, and this is the lung. Again, a cut of the lung. Okay, so now there's a hole in the lung. How does it get healed? All right, so one possibility is that.
I understand what the case is. I'm saying the picture itself.
I'm trying to explain the picture. This is the lung attaching to the wall. This is the lung attaching to the rib and the wall. And this is the lung just attaching to the rib.
I'm with
a
little floating W.
Wall.
Oh.
W stands for wall. Wall.
Those were used, to be honest.
What?
Those were used.
What's wrong with used?
I can't even see it. I still do what's not there. Yeah.
Why would you all you.
W on the side of
it? It's a you all. You all. Alright.
Alright, good. So, how do we define this?
Slow down. We're not ready to define anything yet. Just gotta get. This is right now the next 40 minutes. We're just gonna be assembling lots of facts. What? Alright, one second. Before we get to that, though. So what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam says what?
He holds like Ravina.
No. Who does he hold like? Rashi. Meaning?
Meaning it has to be between the bones.
It has to be what?
There's machlokes
rocks
between the ribs.
Yeah, machlokes everywhere. Right, no ribs. Well, it depends.
Can't touch any rib, or it just has to touch the wall.
Okay. If it's, I'll write it up later as a chart for tomorrow. But let's just get the facts the hard way. If it's a lung wall, if it's a lung pure wall attachment, you're good to go. If it's a lung pure rib attachment, trafe. If it's a lung hybrid,
it seems like it's okay.
Right, now take a look at the Rambam.
What is Tosfos?
I don't know yet. We know Tosos yet. That's the last second half of Tosos.
How does the cow eat when it's tail? Yeah, but like,
what causes it?
It's breathing.
On a human, isn't that the diaphragm?
No. Yes, it has that. What are you so worried about?
It doesn't make any.
It makes perfect sense. Right, I know. I'd like to know. I will send you some more pictures of it. All right. We'll get to that. Don't worry. But it works. Now, one second. Wait, hold on. Take a look at the Rambam now. Perek Yud Aleph. Where is it? The other Rambam is Perek Yud Aleph. Halacha Yud. Check this out. You don't see this often. Yesh Mekomos. Then we'll go back to the Rabbin.
Yesh Mekomos.
Kedusha. Sefer Kedusha. Hilchos Shechita. No, Kedusha. Shechita. Hilchos Shechita.
I don't know if we can trust the Rambam.
It might be in the other volume of the
Kedusha.
Yeah.
This is how cows were during the Inquisition.
No, the cows never changed. Cows are always the same. Go. Yesh Mekomos.
Yesh Mekomos. Shemin Hagam. Im Matsu. Sircham. Yina Ozen. Lebasar. Zeratzem. Shabbat.
Now, ozen, he means, but also another term for lung. It doesn't mean ear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it doesn't mean ear.
I thought you were saying from the ear to the lung.
So if you have an attachment between the lung and the basar, villa etzem shebatzalos, okay, that's sircha dvuka b'shtayen, osen osav. So he says there are some places, this is what I love about Trefus, there's some places that say if you have this kind of attachment, if you have a wall rib attachment, they hold it's treif.
Why?
We haven't gotten to the why yet. We'll get to the why.
Wall rib.
Wall rib. Yeah, the hybrid. The hybrid.
Yeah,
keep going.
Why,
he says osra nosa. Okay.
According to Rashi, doesn't seem to say anything wrong with it, right?
Rashi doesn't say one way or the other. No. We don't know what Rashi says. Rashi says pure rib treif, pure wall kosher. Hybrid doesn't mention anything. Not often. So what does he quotes his father? Yes. The gadol, Avimori is that Sal mina osrin. Do you line up the osrin? The ani, but he says, I am. I hold its mutter. It seems that way. Okay, what? I don't know. What do you think? Okay, keep going. Umid mekamos. But there's some places that hold what. Right, and yet Yul's Asher. So we're all over the place here. So let's write this up. We got a lot of problems here. I know that's where things get really difficult. So watch. You have like this. You have okay. We have lung, wall, lung, rib, lung. Like pay attention here. Look, you got three possibilities. You have lung to the wall, right? Everyone holds what by lung wall.
Kusher.
You have long rib. Not sure yet. Right, she's like a machlokas. Okay.
I thought it was straight out treif.
No, it's machlokas. We'll see.
Rashi
holds for sure it's treif. The Rambam says there are some places that matched it.
Exactly.
Turns out it's more than some places. Yeah, long to rib kosher, and then long to hybrid. What's the halacha there? Question mark. Machlokas. Because you'll see the Rambam quotes some people matched it. Those they weren't crazy. Okay.
Is there a strong this is a halakhic thing, or it seems to be a minhag?
Oh, that's also interesting. I'm not so concerned about that. But okay, now let me ask a question. Do we have any reasons why for any of this stuff?
No.
Right now, no.
Well, the long term we do the same.
Why?
Because Rosh says it's
checking. Oh, okay, right. So we only have one reason to work with now. See, this is as you put together the puzzle. First is with the Rambam helps us assemble the facts, but we don't have any reasons why. We can posit that the lung rib attachment's a problem because it's weak.
Yeah.
So how can you argue it's mutter?
Well, they don't argue.
Yeah, they do.
They
as you'll soon see.
This
becomes a big problem.
Wait, so why? The reason it goes to Ravina's
Far. What do you mean? What do you mean?
There's no Nikkei showing it's not true.
Oh, so back in Parag Zion, look, listen to this Ravid. The Ravid says... 5:10.
Yeah,
5:10. Avalo sarach lav.
Avalo sarach lav. Right. This only works if it's a sarach.
Right.
There is at least a sarach.
Yeah.
Well, meaning if there is a sarach, it doesn't work.
Yeah, he's saying one way you learn is that sarach would be the problem. Avalo sarach lav. But davka sarach means a weak attachment. Savach means strong. But then he's going to quote the Gaonim. Yesh min Gaonim shamru bein sarach bein lo sarach. Bein bebisra, bein begrama, right? Which would mean what? The bone, right? Vani omer b'shen nikva vaday ba'inan sarach davka bebisra davka shein sirchos osemes vein etzem sosem, right? What? Say it again.
Unkus is past parsha, Garmay's bone.
Good.
Garmay is its own.
Okay. What does a rivet ultimately hold?
You can attach to the rib.
Yeah. The rivet's going to hold that it's perfectly, that it's kosher if the long is attached to the rib. Has he explained why yet? No. We have to get a reason why. Why would it be possible to say that you can attach the lung to the rib? Right?
Yeah.
1 second. Which Rishon?
This is part of the wall. 2 times.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So take a look at the Rashba. He's the one who brings it down. But take a look at this. This guy, the Rashba. Torah Sabayas. You guys should know by now. Who's the Torah Sabayas Arach? Rashba. Why is Torah Sabayas Arach such an important sefer? Rashba and Torah Sabayas Arach, Beis Gimel, Shar, Beis, seriously, Bayas, Beis, Shar Gimel. If you look where he says, see, says, V'yesh Omer de Sabach Bisra. You see that?
Yes.
Does not coming to exclude if it's attached to the rib. Sha'af aleim. Oh, that's very bad. Because it turns out the ribs have one on them. They do have some sort of coverage. I know. Upasar. Right? Shim techos bahen asircha. No, now we just entered which city? Mitzias city. Because I got a big problem, okay? Rashi says the lung on the rib doesn't work. Why?
Because it doesn't have a good attachment.
It doesn't have a good attachment. And what does Rashba say?
Great attachment.
It says a good attachment. V'isavech ha'korcho v'bisrahu desavech. That's what savech means. It means that it's not attached at all. But what does he hold? Why does the lung rib attachment work? Because it's strong. It turns out there's a membrane that covers the rib, right?
And
it's all meat. You got a big problem.
Well,
that's it. Done with the shas.
Different cows.
What? Different cows.
European versus Mediterranean.
Could be. Could very well be.
No, it's different pattern.
The Ron says, look, you see the Ron?
Yes.
Right underlined?
What do you mean both? What's both?
He says, meaning it's attached both to bone and rib. He says, Vehecha de Sava Chabisar Uber Grama.
Well,
according to the Ramam, it holds its mutter if it's attached to both.
Both would also be fine.
Of course. Okay, so why is it good if it's attached to both lung, attached both to rib and wall? Right, Mishnah Torah Zirchon Baruch. Hetir beperek zayim hilchos shchita. The time of the milsa. Why shabasser? Listen to this. Shabasser nisrach yofe umoneah haetzem elisparek. What does that mean?
Basar is attached very nicely.
The wall is a very strong attachment. If you have this attachment here, I would have given $100 and you guys would have figured this out, but no one would figure this out. If you have this attachment here, which is to the wall and the bone, okay, what's the Rambam saying? What's the Ron saying the Rambam saying?
The wall is very strong in and of itself.
And therefore?
Just with some rib, it's not going to hurt it.
No, close. Umonea, it prevents.
Prevents the bone from breaking.
Yeah. Right, so by being attached to the wall, it makes the attachment to the bone strong. What? Okay. So now, what do we have? We have, let's review, we have three machlokas. Three factual machlokas. Lung wall works. Why? Because that's strong. Lung rib will not work because that's weak. Okay? Position two. Lung rib will work. Why? Because it's also strong. Ah, now we got a problem. And the third position, which is interesting, is the question is, it's a machlokas in that. What about if it's lung, what if it's bone and wall? So according to one way of learning, yeah, bone wall is good. Why?
Because you get strength in the bones and you have a wall strong
attachment. The wall attachment will prevent the bone.
Oh, right? There. Okay, now last sheet, the rush. Wait, the rush says, the rush says, V'roa ani as divrei ha'osrin, right? That in the hybrid case, he says it's usher. Why? If you're going to tell me that attached to the rib isn't good, who would deny me? Then the hybrid should work either.
Why?
See, focus in that. So the question is, one second, in the hybrid case, do you say that the meat strengthens the bone? Or do you say no? Once the bone's a problem, of course the meat's a problem as well. If it's meat and bone, it'll be a problem too.
Does everybody agree that just lung is...